Blog Talk Radio.
If you really are honest with yourself, ladies, and you look in the mirror and you really, really are being reasonable, you know we're better.
Konnichiwa, bitches. 9:01 p.m. Say James, Joey P. Midwest Z. Transmitting live from Mars. Today's date is a powerful number combination, 11-11. Shout out to my boy. My boy Ramon from out H-Town. He has 14th wedding anniversary today. We call ourselves anniversary twins because we had our wedding the same weekend of the same year. Like, the Saturday that I was doing the dress rehearsal, he was actually getting married for the wedding. You know what I'm saying? And the next day I got married. So, you know, shout out to the homie, Clark Atlanta alumni, you know. I feel kind of like, you know, special because now that all the press that HBCUs are getting now, you know, in the social world, you know, I was honored to go to two of them, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I feel kind of uppity right now.
So, with that being said, which campus or which college was the best, I guess, best experience that you had?
I'm going to have to say Clark only because I had a greater sample size pause. Like, you know, I was there longer, you know.
I was actually living in Atlanta after graduating.
That's what I'm saying. I was quasi-living in Baltimore, too. Like, we had off-campus housing. Like, me and my boys, we rented an apartment, like, sophomore year. But, you know, the experience of just being in the dorm, the experience of, like, you know, getting your first piece of action in college. But I give that all to Morgan State. You know what I'm saying? Like, that and then making me realize that just because you from New York don't mean shit to none of these other motherfuckers that's out here in Baltimore. And that was a harsh reality that...
Okay, was that an eye-opener for you?
Oh, big time. Oh, I thought New Yorkers were respected everywhere. You know what I'm saying? Like, obviously, I didn't hang out in the Mid-Atlantic, you know what I'm saying, to know that.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
pause.
You know what's crazy?
It's a testy relationship between this area and New York, so you got to keep that in mind.
Absolutely. And the thing about it was, even like I said, I was so blind. I mean, to cut you off, I was so blinded by the New York allure that I thought that, you know, everything else was second.
Everybody's
like
y'all.
But how could you not like a New York nigga? Like, you know, everything is popping. Goes to us first, you know what I'm saying? And I didn't know that arrogance that we walked around with played against us in a lot of cities that had, you know, pride of their own hometown. feel what I'm saying? And I, because the only place I ever went south of Philly was Southern Virginia, the Suffolk area. And we was fucking rock stars out there whenever we popped up out there. So I thought it was like that everywhere. You know what I'm saying? Then I end up in East Baltimore, and then nigga tell us the first month of school, say, yeah, nah, y'all niggas go to school here. Nigga, we live here. So, you know, play your part.
Oh, they hit you with the school days. They hit you with school
days. Yeah,
oh,
nigga, did he? Nigga showed us the Pearl Handle 38 too and everything.
Okay.
Yeah. So we was like, oh, okay. This is what we doing out here. And from that point on, it was I was taking notes. I learned. I was a fast learner. But definitely, definitely my best time, I'd say the best time that I had was definitely in Atlanta. Definitely Atlanta. What were you about to say, Z? I'm sorry.
No, so, you know, I went to school in state. So, you know, New York niggas was like, oh, yeah, fam, yo, we, you know, but it's crazy because just as much respect we have for them, they have for us.
Yeah, because I think it was right there. I'm pretty sure there was a lot of business.
Y'all like
your
little brothers, nigga. You always look out for your little brother.
Yeah, but we always rolled together though. Like it was, you know, the only I'll never forget though. One of the coolest cats. His actual name was Mo. He was from PG County, but this nigga was like, 5'4". He would break into anything, son. Like he could get into anything. I don't care if it was locked. I don't care if it was 20 feet up. This little nigga would get into everything.
Yo, man.
And that was my first experience with a DC cat. You know what I'm saying?
DC niggas got a lot of loss in their heart for some reason. I know. I just wanted to make that point. They got a lot of loss in their heart for some reason. I don't know where it came from or how it got like that, but these niggas will rob niggas and they going to steal some shit too. You give them the right opportunity. They got a lot of loss in their heart, son. I don't know why.
Every area has like they marquee crime though. So I mean robbery.
Hello?
I mean, you know, murder comes with the area, but nah, this is they know like you come here, you might get robbed. Like you come here bullshit, you might get robbed.
That's a fact.
He was mad. He's always wear the black army coat everywhere. Didn't matter if it was 72 degrees outside. He always had that.
That's just a dangerous motherfucker in general. If he's still wearing a winter coat when it's like borderline summer, that's just a dangerous individual. You know what I mean?
He was smart though.
Most of them are. But yeah, so shout out to him, whatever like that. And yeah, thank you for having allowing me that walk down memory lane, Jovi. That because. Those were epic times.
I never thought that was even possible. You know what I'm saying?
What?
Just because, like, it's just like when you meet an L.A. dude, it's like, oh, you from L.A.? Oh, yeah, you with us. Period. Right? It's not even like we're not thinking about it. You're not going to get shot. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I always thought being from New York just gave you a golden pass. Period.
I did, too. And like I said, so I went to Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
Found that shit out. That shit ain't fly real quick. Mm-hmm. I found that out real quick. They can't stand us. But anyway,
all right.
Action packed show. Yeah, we got to stick to the schedule, ladies and gentlemen. Mid Zomaha over there has been figuratively cracking the whip at the rest of his panelists for not sticking to the proper structured showtime as was proposed by yours truly.
How would we go that far? That sounds a little extreme.
Fam, the last 2-3 production meetings we had, you made mention of that consistently.
I did.
Are we going to get back to the time slot?
Is the structure?
You know what I mean? So I mean, it's all good. All
right, okay, go. Okay,
hey, man. Nobody nobody is holding your feet to the fire over that. We even admitted to this young, like, okay, you're right. We need to get back to what made us great. So with that being said, we're going to take a break. It is 9:10. The soundtrack tonight is going to be powered by Notorious Big, just to pay homage or homage to the stately gentleman for his induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. We'll come back and talk about that and possibly get a chance to talk about what is your predictions for this upcoming NBA season, because they got a short window of time to get a lot of business handled and to get ready for another 72 games of almost like the strike season of, basically two a day. Damn it, they're going to feel like they're running. You know what I mean? So,
yeah, pretty much. I'll respect the champion for this one. I'll respect that champion.
That's a bet. And we can all co-sign that. So for your non-athletic folks that never played any organized ball, if you don't know what two-a-days are, go look that shit up and get back to us at the end of this break. Hump Day Wednesday, check out Ratch God, King Joppy Jovi's Instagram story for all of the sexual memes of your pleasure. With that, we're going to go to the song in direct regards to that topic, 9/11. Be right back.
Talk about these hoes, bitch.
I got a bitch to suck my dick till I nut. Spit it on my gut and slurp that shit back up. Ain't that a slut?
Hell yeah.
She even take it in the butt. Fuck for about an hour, now she want a golden shower. You didn't know that we be pissing on hoes, bitch. Luke and Biggie straight shitting on hoes, bitch. Lick your toes, bitch. Fuck no, you must be crazy. Squirting your face and then I'm sweating. Recognize G straight up. I can't knock ya. After Big Papa, fuck all the junior mafia. The whole click, dick suck, ass lick. Leave your number by the phone. Bring your ass on home. Rolling Lexuses and Benzes, the flyway. With the flyest bitch getting head on the highway. My way, deep throat on Luke's boat. When the moon rises, I'm coming in her eyes. It's
do it.
Just the way players play. Leave it up to me, I get fucked all day.
Yeah.
Fucked all day, smoking blunts, counting cheese. Fucking bitches till the assholes bleed. What you say, baby?
I want is hoes, big booty hoes.
Check it out, here's another one.
All I want is hoes, big booty hoes.
We'll take them to the crib unless they boning. Check it out, here's another one.
All I want is hoes, big booty hoes.
Take them to the crib unless they boning. Biggie bag bitches from barbecues to bar mitzvahs. The dick don't fit, use your lips cut. I'm feeling kinda itchy for a quickie. So take off your coat, all you got to do is lick me. Me eat you, I beat you, then greet you to the door, bitch. Cause I don't love you no more. Which one of these hoes in the lobby wanna slob me? You know me, I like my dick brown like Bobby. In the Duke shoot, then the bitch gets the boot. Unless she lick ass and blow dicks like flute. I like them cute round tits and fat asses. Educated, so I could buck off on their glass. I wanna come on your tongue and gums all night. The bitch drink nuts by the pint.
Drag it, bitch. Drink all these hoes do that shit.
All I want is hoes, big booty hoes.
Check it out, here's another one.
All I want is hoes, big booty hoes.
We'll take them to the crib unless they boning.
All I want is hoes, big booty hoes.
Check it out, here's another one.
All I want is hoes, big booty hoes.
We'll take them to the crib unless they boning.
It's after midnight, it's time to come up. Fucking with some sluts, trying to bust a nut. I ain't seen this many hoes in a long time. I wanna make them all mine.
Get down, ho.
But it's getting kinda late, and I can't wait. Bitch, fuck a first date. I pulled out my dick, she called me rude. But then she ate it like food.
Shrimp.
But she noticed the limp and the whip. Recognize, gang, you've been pimped by a pimp. Throw all that trick shit out the window. You come up short, trying to doubt the pimp hoe. Too short, baby, straight from Oakland. Whole money is my fix, and I can't be broken. Freak bitches all on my dick. We on some Brooklyn, open California shit.
All I want is hoes, big booty hoes.
Check it out, here's another one.
All I want is hoes, big booty hoes.
We'll take them to the crib unless they boning.
All I want is hoes, big booty hoes.
Check it out, here's another one.
All I want is hoes, big booty hoes.
We'll take them to the crib unless they boning.
You knew I was a dog when you met me, bitch.
Bitch.
For sure.
Yeah.
Say anything you want to hear right about now.
Say anything you want to hear.
That's where we going, baby.
914. 9:50. We're back, streaming live from Mars. That song was pretty fucking explicit. Whenever I mix that song and I play that at like my Biggie sets, I'll just play the first verse. So it's been like years since I've like really like heard the whole song like sitting still, just like right now. Song's pretty aggressive.
Risky.
I like it though.
Pretty risky.
I like where it's going though. I like where it's going.
Man.
You know? Tell me more. Tell me more. Transmit live from Mars, man. Joey P. Midwest, I'm Save James. 914-219-0866 is the number two dial.
Mm-hmm.
Biggie. Making music like that got inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. You can't tell me that black people are indeed most influential, creative, and motherfuckers on the face of the planet. Sorry. Even though he has his place naturally, he should have had a place in there naturally because it's factual that black people did create the genre of said rock and roll. So, with those factors involved, you know, I personally don't feel it should be such a major to-do when someone of the culture makes it into the Hall of Fame of that said culture, of the origins of that culture, you know. Look at it that way. I mean, it's, you know, great the formal recognition is there. But, you know, he was always in the Hall of Fame as far as, I guess, we're concerned.
Right. He was already in the Hall of Fame. They just officially inducted him.
Not even that. Unbeknownst to me, I thought that he was already in the Hall of Fame. Like, I'm like,
oh, really?
Honestly.
So,
yeah,
like, big, you just, big, you've been dead 20 years, my nigga. Like, they've inducted others with shorter periods of time. So I was initially taken aback because, you know, you don't really pay attention to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame until it's like a notable. Like, I think, you know, Run DMC was inducted, and then, you know, outside that, like the other rap acts. And I'm saying NWA just got inducted not too long ago, but they like to space the inductees of niggas. So
yeah,
I think we had like one every 5 years.
Right. 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 Well, no, didn't Missy get in this year too? I think
okay,
Missy Elliott
so
got in this year.
So.
Yeah. I think it's doing pairs because I know Whitney Houston, she got in not too long ago also, and she was coupled with somebody else. So yeah. But I could be wrong, but I remember that. I remember she did get inducted with somebody else notable at the same time.
She got in before Biggie, son.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
I understand the global impact of Whitney Houston, but I'm just talking about just in comparison of the time that they were actually deceased. Like,
oh, well.
Whitney
I
was
mean,
probably
it,
in that bitch
yeah,
within
I,
5 years.
Yeah. Well,
yeah,
I mean,
they skipped the process.
Right.
Yeah.
If you would be, yeah, you would be saying that based on that. As a root compound, but you know, rap has just become an accepted behavior, if you will, right? Like an accepted genre of music in terms of its vastness, right? Because you can literally come here to Middle America and play a Biggie song in a group of entirely white people. They will know every fucking word to that song, just like you could with Tupac, right? And so if it was based on that scale, then, yeah, you're right. This is long overdue. And how the hell did she get there prior to? But because the level, I feel like the level of talent to be a rap artist or hip-hop artist is way more difficult than singing a song. Don't get me wrong. I'm not taking nothing from it. Don't get me wrong. But if I'm not mistaken, Biggie wrote every album within an hour at the studio.
I mean, I know it was a short amount of time, but you could research that to find that out. But I mean, it was a remarkable turnaround, you know, time turnaround. Whenever he, you know, I guess he put pedal to the metal, you know.
Right. It takes a very high level of intelligence to do something.
No, absolutely. I mean, like I said, and that's why he is revered as one of the greatest still to this day. You know what I mean? Because how the whole embodiment of artistry was in, you know, a big fat black nigga that, you know, to some wasn't the most attractive. But, you know, at the end of the day, the image that he portrayed defied the odds. Totally flipped the scale, the tip of the scales, because it's like that image that he projected did not match the success that other aesthetically pleasing images normally would get, that a machine gets behind. You know what I'm saying? Like
every fat nigga owes Biggie, son. Like, dead ass. Like, every fat nigga that could get fresh, like, this nigga, y'all got the blueprint from Christopher Wallace. Like,
no, I mean,
you of this era, like, they got the blueprint.
I'll allow it. I will allow it.
Told the chicks, it's okay. It's okay to date a nigga like me. Like,
yep.
True.
Yep. Sure enough. And that, I think, speaks to more of the body of work, like the impact that his legacy had, you know, over pop culture, period. You know, and it's just, you know, like I said, overdue, I would say so. And, you know, that's a fair point that you brought to Whitney. And so the fact that Missy got in, and she's still alive. She's still making music. But she got in as a songwriter, mm-hmm. though. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if there's any difference from being a songwriter or the actual artist. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know how that works, the disparity works, because I, you know, honestly haven't looked into it enough to speak educated enough on the topic. But the fact remains, we're talking about time frame. You know, she had more pop impact, you know what I'm saying, more crossover success and everything like that than Biggie did. But still, for him to make it cool to be big, fat, and black, or whatever color you are, whatever, you know, hue of melanin you have in your bloodstream, like Jovi said, he made that all right. He made that okay. You know,
sure did.
So hats off to him and his legacy. We appreciate the colorful use of the American language you've shown to have mastery over, and you know, the way you can tell the story, man. You know, I think rocking with Big Pause, you know, as consistent as it was. You know, once I, like, my first introduction to, like, how he really could get busy was The What. When that song came out, I remember my cousin Gene, God bless the dead, he was the first person to introduce me to that song, and it was back in, like, 92 when that joint came out. You know what I mean?
Mm.
And I was playing that shit in the basement the whole weekend I was over there, because I was like, yo, Meth was, you know, Meth did his thing on there, and that's when we started to hear buzz about The Woo. And then, you know, when that joint came out, it was just like, yo, this is gonna be a good year of music on the way. If more shit like right. this is starting to surface, you know what I mean? But you
right.
know, it, we could, you know, we, like I said, it's not a Monday show, so. We didn't have a show Monday, so we're kind of trying to do a hybrid tonight. We definitely would have talked about that Monday, but we can't let the opportunity pass to give tribute to, you know, legendary work and legendary status in the game, in the art form of hip hop, the culture. Do it for the culture, nigga. You know what I mean? So, I don't know. What was your favorite song, Big Dip? Pause.
Off the top, like, off the top, like, of the head, Paul.
Like, so, just off the top, like, it was like, I would say the first song, and you know, everybody,
Think Crack Commandment.
Okay, all right, good choice.
For me, yikes. I would go with Niggas will be Niggas and Rap Phenomenon.
What? Is this a Master Ace moment right here?
No.
Is this a Master Ace moment?
I don't think he know the title of the track.
I think he know the name of the song, because I'm sitting like, what?
Yeah, let me do this. Hang on.
Wow, I question your fandom if you don't even know the name of the song. I question the validity.
You a Pac nigga?
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm starting to question you. If that's your favorite joint, I don't give a fuck if it was an unreleased joint that nobody ever heard of that you heard on pirate radio where you had to keep the dial in between two stations to pick up just enough of the satellite. I don't care if it was one of those. You know the name of the song.
No. I'll go with the more popular one for you then.
Nah, don't go with the popular one. Ask for your favorite.
Give me the loot would be obviously Juicy. you know.
That was bad right there.
And of course Big Papa. I mean, but that's everybody's favorite song. It's not like,
yeah, that's why I say your favorite. What's your like, you know, first song come to you when you think of it? Well, for me it was Unbelievable, or this joint. 9:27, we're gonna take another quick break. We'll come right back, get into the heavy lifting of the show. People wild the F out over this past weekend once Saturday afternoon's announcement was made. And I wanted to make sure that we're not losing sight of what everybody was pushing so hard to accomplish. Let's not lose sight. Like, somebody hand you a present, a gift wrap present, you say, oh, a pretty box. And they're like, motherfucker, the gift inside. That's what it's feeling like. They so enamored with the rapper. They don't know what they're really asking for. What's really in the box?
No.
You know what I mean? So let's not lose focus, ladies and gentlemen. 9:28. Be right back.
As I sit back, relax, dream of unsympathetic. Think about the sexy singers that I wanna sex. I probably go to jail for Patti LaBelle. Regina Bell, she probably do me swell. Jasmine Guy was fly, Mariah Carey's kinda scary. Wait a minute, what about my honey Mary? Them jeans, they fitting like a glove. I had a crush on you since real love, huh? Hold your horses, I'ma show you who the boss of intercourse is. Sex, I'm taking no losses. Even groups like SWV and TLC can't see B.I.G. with telepathy. The recipe, a pinch of hardcore with the nun. Tripping ain't easy, but it sure is fun. When I bust my nuts, I bust them one by one. So what's the 411, hun?
Dreams of pumpkins and all the beaches.
I'm just playing what I'm saying.
Dreams of pumpkins and all the beaches.
I'm just playing, I'm saying.
Dreams of pumpkins and all the beaches.
Before I put the ugly escape. You could 76 to 60. made them call a Jane. Gave my DJs your name, he like it when they say, everybody, move your body. Got Whitney Houston boosted from Bobby. As I bust the cherry, your mama couldn't carry. Back shot to Shaka, I know that's scary. Sade, ooh, I know that's tight. Smack Tina Turner, give a flashback to Ike. Smoke a soul, and bold because it's four of them. Jimmy Hats for Patra, I'm using all of them.
What about Tony Braxton?
If that give me action, guaranteed satisfaction.
Dreams of becoming an R&B musician.
I'm just playing what I'm saying.
Dreams of becoming an R&B musician.
I'm just playing what I'm saying.
Dreams of becoming an R&B musician.
I'm just playing what I'm saying.
Dreams of becoming an R&B musician.
Eastern, 8:31 Central. We transmitting live from Mars. I'm Joe VP, DNS, that nigga Save James on the board. Pause. USZ Zomaha, the reigning, defending, undisputed Pause champion of the world.
He's the Pause champion of the world. Of the world, Craig.
That'll be something.
914-219-0866. And I'm here. And I got a nice little bait going on, so we're going to get right to it. Saturday afternoon, you kind of saw the divide that exists in America, the glaring divide, as they announced that Biden had slow-walked Donald Trump's lead in some key states, Georgia, Pennsylvania, and Nevada finally decided that, you know, hey, we're a state too. Let's turn our votes in.
Oh, y'all waiting on us? Y'all waiting for us?
Man, what? Y'all niggas could have motherfucking made a splash, and y'all was an afterthought. Pause.
Facts.
But just the genuine, just the fever pitch, just the overall, just, and I get it. You know, this has been a rough 4 years under the, you know, the regime of 45. Provided a lot of material for our show, a lot of memes,
damn,
a lot
straight.
Of, you know, discussion, a lot of discussion. So I think people are starting to lose sight of what's actually going on underneath the surface of all of this. And as you alluded to before we went to break, there was at least what seemed like a bit of progress made as far as, you know, trying to get our cause put back into the forefront and having people understand, like, look, this country won't get any better until we address what it is. It's the fact that y'all just don't treat the black people with any type of, you know, it's two different systems here. It's an invisible system, and it's a system that, you know, everyone believes is the Constitution, and then it's what actually
right.
goes on for people of color, for melanated people in this country. So,
also known as
with that progress
Americans.
That's being
two yeah. Americans.
So, yep. With that progress that's being, you know, that we felt like was being made, at least the momentum that has been building. Is this, if he actually becomes 46, he gets to that chair, like, what are we really expecting? Like, what are they doing? Did they just, you know, throw a woman of color, you know, somebody who could very well be one of
their
aunties or...
So you sweeten the deal, make some memes about it to get some gifs, you know. The good, the normal shit, the socially pleasing shit.
Yeah, like, it was good for the optics, you know. She's good on paper, you know. She checks all the boxes for, you know, a key demographic that was revealed in the election in 2016. Black women.
Yep.
Ooh.
They found out that black women vote.
Mm-hmm. So how we get all of them? Get one of them.
Mm.
And play her up. Granted, you know, she didn't coon it up like, you know, hot sauce in my bag bullshit.
Yeah,
but I mean, she definitely let you know that, oh, I went to Howard. Oh, you know, I'm an AKA.
Right.
So, like, she pulled at those heartstrings for, you know, of our demographic. You love our HBCUs.
Yes,
and
we do.
And for whatever reason, you know, Black Greek is a thing. Each his own. But again, it's something that a large section of our population can relate to, something that they
right.
can gravitate towards.
Right.
And it's something as far as bragging rights now.
Yeah, the amount of
a fucking meme.
That, oh my God, that's what I was about to say. The amount of memes and the amount of. I'm in a HBCU alumni like group on Facebook, and the way the activity fucking just detonated in the past couple weeks is unparalleled to a lot of things that I've seen online during my time on social media. I mean, like all. I mean, it's like. A nigga will just post himself in his chair work with a fucking Bennett College sweatshirt on or whatever. And you know what I'm saying? And this is like, and niggas just start like, you know, just talking about anything on there. You know, it just like, listen, I get it. I mean, I'm happy that we're finding a common ground to connect and get along. Look, I'm all for that. And let's I guess preface our comments with the disclaimer that we normally do whenever we talk about, you know, not controversial topics, but topics that have two sides to it that a lot of people don't acknowledge. No way, shape, or form. Y'all can correct me if I'm wrong. I'm trying to give a general sense of our approach towards the whole thing. And if you're a new listener or if you're a continual listener, you know where we're going with this. But at no way, shape, or form are we mad at the fact that, you know, in the eyes of, you know, the public eye, black people are progressing to levels that, you know, they haven't been before in American history. And we're not scoffing at that. Did 45 need to go? Yes. But like I said, what we're saying is, is this a new house being built, or is it just under new management? And that's what we're trying to get to the bottom of. That's what we really want to know.
Yeah.
What are y'all really hearing? What are y'all really hearing?
I honestly, and I've said this on prior episodes, like, I want this to actually be something for once. Like,
we all do, nigga. Like, we all do.
Yeah. That's a sentiment that could very well echo with a lot of people. But you can't tell me a system as convoluted, a voting system as antiquated as it is in this country, as prestigious as we hold this country and the overall optics that we wish that America, you know, is viewed as and viewed under, it'd be little shit that exposes just how far behind on shit that we really are. Like, this day and age, we're still breaking down, and I get the whole purpose of, you know, the Electoral College, but it's a system, and the thing with systems is always a way to, you know, trick and beat the system, you know. And it's just a lot of smoke and mirrors with the whole situation now with what exactly they're going to do, because you have two people who are lauded for criminal reform, but they've also were the anchors of some of the harshest criminal sentencing and prosecution of their time. So are y'all walking that back, or is it going to go right back to, you know, Prime Bill 2.0 amidst all of the other legalization of things that's going on? And are you going to more so seize a lot of these liberties that were extended to these states? Are you going to take that back and everything have to go to the feds? And I think that's where a lot of the people on the Republican side they were fearful of, because it's a lot of ideals that are viewed as socialist ideals. So It's just interesting and intriguing to see what exactly they can get through. And even if they have good intentions, are they going to have a Congress that's going to allow them to see it through?
Now, Z, I want to hear from you real quick before we go to break. But, you know, I mean, what I put in the promo is also a thing that I'm really, like, trying to – I really want to know what this guy's going to do. Like you said, if he gets in the seat fully and what dealing with this COVID shit, because when the market had his rally on Monday, when the news hit that, you know, it made its way to Wall Street or whatever, to the financials, that Biden won over the weekend, There became a boost because people started putting money back into the economy in certain sectors because they know what he's about. He's about the vaccine. Well, that's what his rhetoric is saying. He's about the vaccine for COVID, to eradicate it or whatever. He's about a full-scale country lockdown in order to get this numbers under control and then come with the vaccine. And I was listening to Sway in the morning, and there was a doctor on there. And he was on there saying how we're going to have to, like, when that abides in office, is a great thing for America when it comes to COVID, because, you know, the vaccine is almost ready. The people that have been taking it have no drawdown from it, so on and so forth. So once Biden gets in, you know, he's going to, you know, we'll probably have to just go into mandatory lockdown, but we'll all get through it just like we always will. And then after that, you know, the vaccine will be there. It'll be a 1-2 punch, and, you know, it'll work, and people are just going to have to accept it. And he's saying this shit so casually, like, you know, like this ain't, like, this is common knowledge at this point. Like, this is how it's going to happen. This is the only way to get it done. And, you know, I'm sorry, but I'm not taking no fucking vaccine, man. Like, fuck that. Like, I'm not taking that shit. And Kamala was on there saying the same shit during the debate with Pence. She was like, I'll be the first in line if it's backed by scientists. But if it's backed by Trump, I'm not taking it, in so many words. So it's like, you know, within the confines of this whole black community, this whole woke community in the black community or whatever, I want to see what these niggas saying when it come to this. Y'all praising Jesus for getting Jesus. But I had there's a nigga that said that shit on my timeline. Jesus, like, you know, I feel like Jesus is back in the White House or some shit like that. I said, God damn, like, these people are really, like, having church over there about this dude getting in. This shit is bugged out, yo. This shit is bugged out.
You know, it's a little disturbing, but again, you know, I've made the statement before that, you know, if you haven't done any proper research on the man and his politics and what he's done in the last 47 years, then the reaction makes sense. Now, had any man stopped and took 5 minutes to dig into his past, and then you always have the ones who are like, well, he was calling you a nigga 25 years ago. This one just called you a nigga 5 minutes ago. Well, what the fuck's the difference? You still a nigga.
Right. They're going to do it 5 minutes from now.
Still
they're going to do it 5 minutes later.
Right.
Fuck.
House nigga, field nigga, whatever. Still nigga. So, with that being said, what difference does it make? I mean, but I digress. To answer your question or to divulge into the topic that you brought up is the vaccine part of it. Also, too, if you paid attention to the market, the banks dropped their interest rate. Now, if you know anything about economics, banks don't drop interest rates unless they know that the middleman is about to borrow a lot of money. Okay, because when they drop the interest rate, it lets the higher class get money at a lower rate that the bank knows is going to get paid back. But then the lower class is going to borrow money at a rate that is going to pretty much make them money, right? So it's kind of like the housing market where they build houses because they want you to buy it and they want you to fail. Why do they want you to fail? Because they're going to get that money. They can always, you know, made 10 years worth of money. The economy took a hit. You're out of that house now. And they're going to sell that house for the same amount of money they let you borrow after you already paid half
the
money.
Oh, you're talking about right before 2008. That whole.
Yeah, it's the same thing
with all the balloon rates. Ballooned up at one time.
Yep.
And he was like, yo, I'll take that back. Thank you. Oh, you can get out of there.
Yep.
Just give me that back.
Yeah. That is exactly what is happening to the T right now. Because they know a Democrat is coming in and the niggas is about to hit them stores like it ain't nobody's business. You understand me?
Niggas about to be buying houses.
Buying everything. And see, and that's the part that we as a people, because you know, we don't see that aspect of it because not everybody knows economics like that. And not everybody understands the system like that, you know, and I don't want to use harsh words, but, you know, I'm trying to do better with that. But we have to do a better job at even just taking small groups of people of our own color and sitting them down and explaining these things to them and then showing them how it works. Because if you don't, like Jovi just said, it's going to be 08 all over again. And here's the funny part, is that 08 has been predicted to come back for the last, I don't know, about 18 months or so. And I'll never forget, and then I guess we can take a break, whatever, but I never forget when Trump started beefing with China over the tariffs and, you know, they were doing all the protests and stuff like that. Things were starting to it was like, ooh, this isn't comfortable. But the market kept going up and up and up. And I'm like, okay. So then I was talking to a financial advisor, and he was like, oh, yeah, this is 08 all over again. You know, I remember that shit. I remember 06, 07, and then, you know, boom, this shit just happened. He said, and then he took out from those years and put them up to reports from 17, 18, or 16, 17, and 18, and it was almost identical, just different mile markers, but almost identical in growth. And he said, it's going to happen. We don't know what is going to cause it to happen, but it's about to happen. And that's when we sold our house because, like, oh, yeah, we sold our house.
So many financial experts and people that just versed in that world have been saying it for at least
long time.
I'm going to say I've been having serious conversations about it for at least the past 3 years. Easy.
Yeah.
Easy. Yeah. I've been having the conversation for like at least the past 3 years that, yo, this market's about to flop in everything around it. I mean, mm-hmm. it's been talked about and talked up for so long that, you know. Yeah, I mean.
They're going to use COVID as the platform now. So they built it up. They dispersed COVID. They saw that you couldn't actually crush the economy by keeping people in, but you could definitely slow it down. Okay? But you can keep the investors happy because they're plateauing. They're not losing, but they're plateauing.
Right. Marking time.
It's almost like a index equity account. Never goes backwards, but it stays forward. It stays flat, and it goes forward. And then what do? You take the bottom out of it. So we get the vaccine. The market. Look at the market. We're almost at 30,000. Put the vaccine out. Get everybody healthy again. Spending the money. Yada, yada, yada. And then what do? You pull the cord. Mark my words. 2022, mark my words, they're going to pull the bottom out of all of it. And we're going to go into whatever, a world war probably. Who knows? But, you know, just the pattern is there.
You sound like Skynet is about to happen, nigga. Like,
well, I wouldn't say that bad, but, you know, but what I'm saying is that, you know, we're talking about the people dancing in the streets. They don't even know what the fuck they're dancing for.
Demise. Fool. Yo, when I saw how these niggas... I swear to you, you would think that as soon as Saturday happened, everything was as it should be. Like, you know, we could go in there tomorrow, and just because the fucking bank teller likes us, he's going to give us a chance on that... on that second mortgage, or he's gonna give us a chance mm-hmm. on that idea. You know what I'm saying? Like that's gonna happen. Like
George
that happened.
You would think George Floyd wasn't lynched in front of millions of people.
Yo, fam. It's like let's not lose sight. I get what you're saying. Let's have our moment. Let's just celebrate because there's a couple of cats. We was always talking. Let's say we're gonna go to break. Cats on my timeline or whatever, somebody put up a post was like, yo, all right, being that we know, you know what I'm saying, we know, let's just have our moment type shit. You know what I'm saying? Without talking about the negativity and we don't know what we getting with him either or whatever, whatever. Let's just have a moment. Like, niggas, it's like the Boondocks episode where they said if you turn on R.
Whatever.
Kelly, niggas is going to dance and going to forget about it.
It's true.
That's what I felt like I was witnessing the whole weekend. The whole weekend. It's calmed down some now. You still got your zealots out there that's very fanatical about it, but you know, like niggas is really I don't know, man. I mean, like you said, I hope it pans out for the best. Well, I don't know, man. I'm just waiting to see it. You know what I'm saying? What's going to happen? Because there's a lot to consider with this guy also, you know. 954-214-219-0866, number to dial. We're going to take a break. And we're going to be right back with an all-new, highly anticipated Did You Know? We'll be right back.
Ain't no more verses. Got shit rocking like I'm about to just drop a new shit. Steps out the pad with the duffel bag. All the guns ahead, sipping granddad. About to make his mama sad. I can't stand him and I don't know him. And he don't even know I'm about to blow him. About to show him. What goes around comes around. He should have thought about it. Now he got to talk to God about it. I mean it. Left to come between us. 4/5 on the head center. I got a scope with the info. Boom, boom. Coward niggas got to meet their fate. The faggot got Jason on his life to play. Motherfucker. any parking. That's the gat, I'm about to spark them. Lord forgive me, best you part. Hey, Playboy.
Tell me who be the one who bears to blame.
I'm
like a convict, the boogal vicar. Jump in the accurate vigor after I stick ya. Rip ya like a razor, straight up any with no chaser. Watch me erase ya, misplace ya. Put you in the back with the derelict. Yeah, I pop plenty shit. Chump, I'm making hits. No time for the crap rocking shit. Took it to another level. Now I'm getting crazy pay, getting paid from the devil. Another amateur trying to damage the pedigree of the B-I-G, T-I-E, you know it's me. Homes, I thought you know I'm smooth as a baby's ass. Smooth as Teddy Pendergrass. Smoke the grass, get in your ass. The Brooklyn born, Teflon Dawn, record shop, getting props. Proving nobody drops. Words as potent as the one smoking best I bear. This, and niggas just can't understand it.
Is the number to dial. There's been live from Mars is the name of the show. It's what we do. This is what we do. Joined by my esteemed co-host, CNS, that nigga said, King Joffy Jofar, the mean king on hump day, Wednesdays. Get with him or get lost. They're going to be having me cracking up first thing in the morning. But it's been a while, and we are back with Did You Know Facts. And fittingly, we're going to go into a Notorious B.I.G. Did You Know fun fact. Number one, do you know or did you know that the money lured Big to Puffy was only $25,000. $25,000 was the cash offered to record an album. This first, think about that.
Yeah.
$25,000. Yeah, right. That's pretty weak, Puff. But whatever. Did you know the last song Big ever recorded was Victory? On Puff's album.
No Way Out joint.
Which Victory, you know, is still like one of our old like fight songs, like. But anyhow, did you know that the baby on Ready to Die was not Big himself?
Yeah, I knew.
Ooh.
That I knew.
Okay. Okay. Let's see here. And then this was my favorite one, though. Well, not favorite one, but I didn't even know this. This was a shocker. Big is one of the very few hip hop artists to ever record with Michael Jackson. I bet most of you didn't know that.
Like, what do you mean?
Did you know that? Yeah, the actual track with Michael.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
No, I didn't know that.
On the song called On This Time Around. It didn't come out till 6 years later, but it was recorded in 95. And the song is called This Time Around.
Oh.
Yeah, it was on the album. Yeah, on the album called Invincible.
Oh, wow. Okay, I remember that mic album. I never got that one, but okay. Oh, shit.
Yeah,
All right.
Yeah.
Last one.
Yeah.
Last one. We're going to go to break.
Last one. The night that Big was killed, he was not supposed to be in Vegas. He was not supposed to be where he was at. They say Biggie was supposed to be on a plane to London, actually, that night. but instead went to a party in L.A. to celebrate his second album, Life After Death. He said that morning he got a call from Biggie. He was supposed to go to London. He called me and said, I'm not going to London. Diddy continued. He said, the call just plays over and over in my head. And then he said, what if I would have got on that plane? You know, like, what if he would have got on that plane instead of coming to L.A. for the party? So that's a lot of guilt to hold, especially being one of the last people he talked to before all of that. You know, or basically, you know, not telling him, no, get on the plane and go to London.
I didn't
know that he was supposed to be in London. So.
Yeah, because it changed a lot.
There you go. I know. Yeah, those are some very interesting did you knows about Notorious B.I.G.
Well, we're right on. We definitely celebrate his legacy as usual. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame class of 2020, Notorious B.I.G. You did it, baby. You're here to stay. You know what I'm saying? For everybody to know at this point now. Top of the hour, 10 o'clock, a little bit past 10 o'clock. We'll take another quick break. And we're going to come right back. Finish the job. Transmit live from Mars. Let's go.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. It's the 10 crack commandments. One, two, three. Man, can't tell me nothing about this coke. Can't tell me nothing about this crack, this weed, and my hustling niggas. Niggas on the corner, I ain't forget you niggas. My triple B niggas.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
I've been in this game for years. It made me an animal, it's rules to this shit. I wrote me a manual, a step-by-step booklet for you to get your game on track, not your wig pushed back. Rule number uno, never let no one know how much dough you hold, cause you know that cheddar breed jealousy, especially if that man fucked up. Get your ass sucked up. Number two, never let them know your next move. Don't you know bad boys move in silence and violence? Take it from your honor. I done squeezed mad clips at these cats for they bricks and chips. Number three, never trust nobody. Your mama set that ass up, properly gassed up, hoodie the mask up. For that fast buck, she be laying in the bushes to light that ass up. Number four, know you heard this before. Never get high on your own supply. Number five, never sell no crack where you rest at. I don't care if they want an ounce, tell them bounce. Number six, that goddamn credit, get it. You take a crackhead paying your back, shit, forget it. Seven, this rule is so underrated. Keep your family and business completely separated. Money and blood don't mix like two dicks and no bitch. Find yourself in serious shit. Number eight, never keep no weight on you. Them cats that squeeze your guns can hold jumps too. Number nine should have been number one to me. If you ain't getting bad, say the fuck from police. If niggas think you're snitching, they ain't trying to listen. They be sitting in your kitchen, waiting to start hitting. Number 10, a strong word called consignment, strictly for live men, not for freshmen. If you ain't got the clientele, say hell no, cause they gon' want their money, rain, sleep, hell no. Follow these rules, you'll have mad bread to break up. If not, 24 years on the wake up. Slug hit your temple, watch your frame shake up. Caretaker did your makeup. When you pass, your girl fucked my man Jacob. Heard in 3 weeks, she sniffed a whole half a cake up. Heard she suck a good dick and could hook a steak up. Gotta go, more pies to bake up. Word up, Crack King, Frank Wizard.
moving right along, about to get into a bitch please that we have been neglecting from the show. Not by design, but there's been a lot of press that had to be covered over these past couple months, and we kind of got outside of our structure. But a fun fact that I wanted to throw at y'all real quick. The same doctor that was on there talking about, you know, just accepting the fact of a lockdown, the vaccine coming, of course, this same doctor also said that there have been cases reported now that if you get that some people who, you know, got COVID and fought it off, you now can get diabetes from COVID. You can now get heart disease from COVID. You can now have liver deficiencies from COVID.
Oh yeah, all kinds of shit.
So, but I want to make sure again we look at the contributing factors of these diseases also. Okay, these are non-infectious diseases. All of these diseases that he spoke of have to do with one key piece, one main cog. And I'm not talking a hereditary nature of it. What's the common denominator for people that normally get diabetes, that how they attract diabetes, how they attract heart problems, I mean, you know, like hypertension and stuff, and they attract kidney stuff. What's the one common denominator that's prevalent in all three of those conditions?
High blood pressure.
Your diet. Your fucking diet.
Oh, your diet too, but
so if somebody's home that normally doesn't that has normal sedentary behaviors, and they were forced to stay in the house for five or six months, what the fuck are they going to come out of this thing with other than diabetes and high blood pressure? You talking about people that probably already had or already were like almost kind of like pre-qualified for that house.
Right.
Like, and this is what I'm saying. Like, these are the kind of conversations, these are the points that you have to consider without saying that it's crazy talk, because you don't want to, because it's not crazy talk when the reports come out about how it hits the African American community harder because they all have compromised immune systems because of what main two non-infectious diseases, diabetes and high blood pressure. Because if you have high blood pressure, you're going to have a heart condition 9 times out of 10, or a good amount. I'm no fucking doctor, so I can't give actual claims. But I'm just saying, like, come on, man. Like, let's not lose sight. Let's not lose sight of what the goal is.
Right.
Let's not lose sight. That's all I wanted to consider for a thought, because we gotta put that topic to bed. Because after the bitch please, we gotta talk about this upcoming NBA season that seems to be it's on our heels right now. Pause. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
Without further
bitch,
ado.
Please.
As you were, yes, sir.
As I pondered over this, the bitch please kind of goes toward not just a person, but more so a place. The state of Oregon. Bitch, please. Like, these motherfuckers have turned their whole state into East Baltimore. They done turned their whole state into Southeast D.C. They done turned their whole fucking state into...
Hell yeah.
Into what they call that shit in the wire, son, the free zone that they had in the wire. They turned that shit into that shit, nigga.
Oh, hell yeah. Like, yeah, anything, yeah, anything happens over there.
Yo, they are partying in Oregon, son.
Partying. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I meant to talk about
like,
that shit, too. That was, yeah, hell yeah.
Everything. Coke, heroin, weed, mushrooms,
okay.
Ketamine.
All of it.
Nigga.
They trying to turn that shit into fucking Amsterdam, nigga. And shit.
Nigga.
Might as well.
That shit, they going crazy out there. But then you think about it, and you're like, aside from the fucking Portland Trailblazers, what and Oregon football and Nike, what the fuck else do they have to do out in Oregon, son?
Yeah. I mean, I guess they spread out far enough to where they won't hurt each other. You know what I'm saying? Like, if a nigga goes on a bad trip, it may be on some revenant shit that may happen to the nigga. He gets too close to some damn bear cubs. You know what I'm saying? Natural selection. Yo, facts, nigga. Them niggas on the Oregon Trail.
Blame it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And you can't blame it. You can't blame it on political parties because guess what? If you wanted to look at this fucking Blood and Crip map that we was looking at since last Tuesday, state voted blue. So, I mean,
all right.
Liberal might be just placing it a little light. But this is a lighthearted bitch please to the state of Oregon, Oregon, origami, don't matter. Because these motherfuckers is getting wet like tsunamis, nigga. They about to be loose.
Bitch, please. It's crazy out
loose
there.
Loose out that motherfucker.
And you know, it's but my mind goes to how Oregon, the state itself, constitutionally, is set up. Their state constitution is still based on the language of the original constitution without the amendments. It's like on some white people deserve to be here, and if you're not white, you can either get out or get treated like a criminal because we don't want
That's
you.
Right.
And that was mainly towards black people.
That's right.
Because those were the only two motherfuckers that were there at the time. They killed off all the Native Americans. So, hold on a second.
Oh, yeah.
They killed off all the Native Americans at that time. So, right at that point, when they wrote that shit up, it was only whites and blacks in the state of Oregon. So, for them to decriminalize everything out there, I wonder how the prosecution is going to, like, what angle are they gonna use to prosecute those kind of cases now? Is it still going to be possession charges? Is it still going to be, like, you know, under the influence charges? How are they going to prosecute them? Because
yeah, like,
the state
what are the
constitution
legal limits?
Is still set up. You know what I'm saying? Like, what's legal and what's not at this point? So, you know, that'd be something to pay attention to in the near future. Like, we may be talking about the state of Oregon a little bit more, but Not to take away from the lightheartedness of the topic, but I just thought that was interesting that's common knowledge, is public knowledge about how that state is designed to run, and nobody's put these two things together yet. Like, it's still legal to have servitude, you know, through their prison system. Like, it's legal slavery
it's
out
just
there.
Just like the ones here. Yeah.
I mean, but no, but it's the prison system is a cover up for the legal slavery in any other state. In Oregon, it's written in that we can still use you as slaves. Because, like, once you become part of the system, you become a part of that state. And they can use you as they want to.
Right.
Like, if you're a lifer and you want, like, trying to build some good behavior program shit, you know what I'm saying? You may be like the gun line nigga for the keeping the other inmates in line when y'all go clean the highways and shit like that. But, like, you belong to the state, nigga. You do what they, you know, designate you to do type shit. And all well within their rights. Feel me? So it's like Oregon is set up a little different. And then for them to do this shit, that's interesting, is all I can say.
Right.
That's interesting.
Very. And also, you know, one thing about Oregon is even though they voted blue, they are well known by the FBI for their militia group.
And the KKK, all that shit out there.
Which are not blue members, right? Right.
You know what I'm saying? So now definitely, like, you know,
it's very interesting.
Yes, this is my point. Like I find that intriguing.
Yeah, it's almost like a setup. Like
it's a super. That's
weird.
What I'm saying. It's a super setup.
Yeah, it's super. Weird.
And, you know, trying to keep it light as possible, but you know, it's just crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like the things we have to prepare for. Out in this world, just being a black man in America, like nigga, we ain't asked to be here in the first place. We're acting like we snuck over here. You know what I'm saying?
Right. We didn't cross the border. Then you jumped us
nigga,
off.
Yeah, like why you acting like we head out
in
y'all boats? Like we volunteered to get in the fucking boats, nigga, to come over here. Anyway,
yo.
You're right back.
Push the hottest beats, feel fast through the city, play Monopoly with real cash. Me and Biggie and the models be shaking Ace to Diddy ass and Parada B. Something you cats got to see and the watches be all types of shapes and stones. Being broke is childish and I'm quite grown. Run up in the club with the ice on, me and Pice on. Scope the spot out, see something nice and I'm gone. You cats is home, screaming the fight zone. I'm in the 1500 seats, watching Tyson. Same night, same fight. One of us cats ain't playing right. I let you tell it. People place yourselves in the shoes of two felons and tell me you won't ball every chance you get. At any chance you hit, we live for the moment. Makes sense, don't it? Now make dollars. Cats pop bottles, bone chicks that favor our dollars and rack up frequent flight mileage.
Magnums while jigging back something. Watch platinum, got jet lag from flights back and forth, pop corks are the best grapes, make the best CDs and the best tapes. Don't forget the vinyl. Take girls, break spinals. Biggie B, Richie like Lionel. Shit, you seen the Jesus, dip the H classes, ice project off lights, chick flashes, blinding broke asses. Even got rocks in the beard, mustaches, rock top fashion. Ain't shit changed. Except the number after the dot on the range. Way niggas look at me now, kinda strange. I hate y'all too, rather be in Caribbean sands with Rachel. It's unreal, out the blue, Frank White got sex appeal. Bitches used to go ill, still so still. Trying to see 5 mil off the single, for real. You ain't phasing the amazing, while your gun's raising, mine is blazing. See you on, see me on, talking to sweetness. Take it for weakness, leave quick. Rocker, fella, bad boy, collabo, two MCs with mad dojo.
Stay full, nigga, skip the ball, cause we mad at doors. Snatch the P89s that we pack in the drawers, and we clap the doors of your Acuras. Snap like cameras on amateurs. Make you all dance, hold a hammer to yours. Jigging big rock ice, no cracks or flaws. Everybody got a part to play, back to yours. Run up in your crib now, crack your doors. Watch the real players live, it's a habit to floss. Play the charts like the Beatles, y'all adapt the laws. And toast Chris Dale on behalf of y'all. Too bad for y'all, ain't too many as bad as yours. Truly do we, keep laughing y'all, little bastard y'all.
Hit makers with acres, roll shakers in Vegas. You can't break us, lost chips on Lakers. Gassed off Shaq, country house, tennis courts and horseback. Riding, deciding, crack, crab, or lobster. Who say monsters don't prosper? Niggas is actors, niggas deserve Oscars. Me, I'm critically acclaimed. Slug past your brain, reminisce on Dame 2. Coochie used to sing when we rock house pieces.
10:20 Eastern, 9:20 Central. We transmitting live from Mars. I'm Joby P. Midwest East Omaha, and that nigga saved DNF. 914-219-0866. Press 1 if you want to engage in the conversation. As always, shout out to Norway. December 22nd. is the opening day for the NBA. They agreed to a modified CBA given the conditions of COVID, 72-game season. They get to, you know, keep their control of Christmas Day. I know on a previous episode we discussed, you know, the potential loss in revenue if they lost, you know, arguably their highest grossing day as far as basketball, one singular day as far as basketball is concerned. Free agency starts 2 days after the NBA draft. There's already been some talks. The Bulls, the Knicks, and I believe there's one other team are speaking with the Warriors trying to get that number two pick. The actual halfway season pause. Ball brother, LaMelo, they got him going first overall to the Timberwolves. So, I mean, that gives them a nice young, you know, young amount of talent as far as deloading and still there from the trade from the Warriors. Carl Anthony Towns, if he will ever take the next step. So it's definitely interesting. But it definitely adds intrigue because the last finals just ended in a sense. I mean, has it been a month?
Not even yesterday. Now I'm saying not if it has, that's been a quick month. That you know.
Yeah.
If it has, it was a quick month. Because I feel like we were just talking about it.
No, exactly.
Just talking about it, the
Asterix. So it's just interesting. We get to see what Kevin Durant looks like, you know, post Achilles. From all accounts, people are saying that he's
I hope he gets a haircut.
Oh no, that shit's fucking horrible. That fucking spider nest he got on the fucking top of his fucking crane is crazy right now.
That shit looks bad.
Yo, that's what you like. You can tell Bron don't fuck with him because you seen that shit that Bron had on for the fucking the shop shit with Obama. This nigga had the crispy install, nigga. I was like, yo, this nigga LeBron went and showed the fuck off. Like, this nigga went and got a clean, like a whole wavy motherfucking little install shit for the fucking interview with Obama, nigga. No ball spot. He had a hairline, my nigga. That shit was crazy.
Yeah,
nigga,
watch
that shit, B.
He just needed to just let it, you know, Elsa style, nigga, let it go. You know what I mean? Huh? Like, it's okay.
It ain't happening, son.
It's okay, man. Like, we already know. We're going to play with a ball ahead, nigga, because we see it every game, at the end of every game. Just cut that shit off, man. Yeah, just cut that shit off, man. Stop fighting it. Like, nigga, we know you got the money. You know what I'm saying? If you wasn't playing ball, I say, gag, keep it pimping. But, they, like, nigga, you running foals, nigga. Real foals.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Cut that shit off, nigga. We see you get exposed at the end of every game. But anyway, ain't about him. This season, I say even if the Lakers repeat this year, I'll give LeBron credit for this chip. If he doubles up with the short turnaround. In the intense schedule, with the new format and everything like that, I'll give him credit for this one. If he brings this one home, because they had time to plan on how they're gonna travel, be able to travel, but they're gonna be having like stay in like in the hotel the whole time type shit, like no socializing, whatever. So like if they got the parameters set, and it's fair game for everybody, and they still win this joint. Then, you know what I mean? Like, you really can't say much about that. You know what I'm saying?
No, it really does think, too.
And it really what?
It really makes you think.
Yeah, like, no, that's what I'm saying. Like that just came together to me as I was talking about. Like, you know what? That would be pretty fucking remarkable. You know what I mean? And nobody would be able to say shit about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Unless, like the favorites, like they had a cakewalk. Like they get it. Let's say like they get a cakewalk. Like how they had this playoffs. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
Not to say that the Heat was a cakewalk, but outside of Jimmy Butler, they ain't had nobody else for real. You know what I mean? So, I'm interested to see how it plays out. And I mean, you know, I'm guaranteed it's going to make for good TV. They're starting to let fans back in into places slowly but surely. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
You know, I'm just, you know, it's going to be fun. It'll be fun to watch. That's all.
Will be interesting.
I still don't know what the Bulls are going to do. But I heard, is John Wall coming back this year, Jovi, finally?
Yep.
That's what they say.
Yep.
That's what they say.
They got a video circulating on the internet. It's a pickup game with him and Beasley. And he looks definitely like he's been, you know, toning up, and he looks like
he
hasn't been just sitting around.
Yeah, he lost a bunch of weight. Yeah.
Okay.
I'd say he's
a leaner version of his rookie year to me. Like a leaner version of his rookie year to me.
He looks to be down a good 30, 35 pounds maybe.
That's a lot of weight. He wasn't fucking Derrick Rose size, nothing like that.
No.
He's a little more lean, like you said, leaner than that. So he dropped 35
pounds.
Yeah,
he's a bit more chiseled.
Yeah. Okay. I hear that. All right. But losing 35 pounds, that'd be dangerous for his size. Pause. Like. Okay. Well, let's see what the Wizards do. I'm really not interested in them. Bulls got the fourth pick. I don't know what they're going to do with that. You know, they fire one of them.
They trying to trade up.
But to get who? LaMelo or the they don't need the Wiseman dude from Memphis because we got a center already. It's going to be the kid from Georgia.
Okay.
I forget his name. The kid from Georgia, that's who I saw. They maybe, I don't know. But I don't even know. I haven't been watching
that. If you guys trade up.
Yet.
Yo, if you guys trade up, whoever the Warriors ask for, do not give them that nigga. Son.
I know. I
like,
know.
That's
I
what,
know.
That's what
I
these
know.
Niggas be doing, son.
I know.
Like, yeah,
I know.
You want him.
Hold that pick for me.
This nigga?
Yeah, hold that pick for me. Yeah.
Take him.
Right. Right. Wow. Anyway, that's our show. We got the new 2 Chainz album. We're going to review on Monday. So tune in for that. Peace to the Bahamas. We got high participation out of the Bahamas as of recently. Peace to you guys also. We're going to give a roll call of all new countries that we made it to over these past couple months. That's what we got, ladies and gentlemen. See y'all Monday. Peace.
Who y'all talking to, man?
Here.
Check it out. This here goes out to all the niggas that be fucking mad bitches in other niggas' cribs. Thinking shit is sweet. Niggas creep up on your ass. Live niggas respect it. Check it. I kick flows for ya, kick down doors for ya. Even left all my motherfucking hoes for ya. Niggas think Frankie pussy whip. Nigga picture that with the Kodak. It's the mat pack. We don't get down like that. Lay my game down quite flat. Sweetness, where you park that? Petiteness, but that ass fat. She got a body, make a nigga wanna eat that. I'm fucking with you. The bitch a